Nathan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Well, I believe that the state and many other entities around the country are watching East Lansing on how they handle the medical marijuana ordinances, and the city council felt that you needed more time, so you gave yourself another 90 days.
That's correct. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in this issue, and we want to make sure that we get it right, so we're taking the time necessary to have a thoughtful approach to how we regulate the use of medical marijuana in our community.
Well, what have you learned so far?
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind whenever this issue gets brought up is the fact that the voters, especially in East Lansing, clearly stated they wanted patients to have access to compassionate care. In the state, 62% of the voters approved this ballot measure, but in East Lansing, that number was actually over 75%. So we know that people support the principle of giving patients access to this medication. What we're not sure, because the language of the legislation was very vague, is exactly how that they want that implemented. So we're wrestling with issues primarily around the commercial element of medical marijuana, whether or not we're going to allow storefront dispensaries, whether or not we'll allow things like home-based occupations. And frankly, the initiated law that the voters passed simply doesn't address those issues, so we have to go back to our residents now and seek their input in finding out what their preferences are, and that's the process we're involved in right now.
Well, you have a serious challenge because across the street at Michigan State University, you have 44,000 students, and then you have a high school with a couple of thousand students, and junior high and middle school and churches and daycare who say that these types of businesses could be a problem, yet the folks who want these businesses, especially in your downtown area, say that if you're selling liquor in places and if you have bars, that they should be able to operate because it's the law. How do you try and find balance there?
Yeah, it's definitely a delicate balance that we're trying to work through. At this point, the city is considering three different ordinances, each of which takes a different approach to the issue. That's part of the reason why we need additional time to make sure that we pick out the best pieces of each for our final approach to this. And, you know, the issues of proximity to schools and churches are important, and it's one of the things that's addressed in the ordinance. If we were to allow, say, home-based occupations, the ordinance specifically requires that one of those home-based businesses not be within 1,000 feet of a school or church, so we're trying to maintain some of the traditional drug-free school zone type approach that's always been present in the state of Michigan and across the country. So you're absolutely right. It's a delicate balance, and it's difficult to make sure that all these interests are heard at the council level and that our solution reflects those different needs.
What do you do if someone wants to open this business in a neighborhood, but next door you have a family with children?
You know, that's a great question, Tony, but I think the other important piece of it is to recognize the limitations on what the city can and cannot prohibit. So we're dealing primarily with the commercial element of this, whether or not someone could open up a home-based business. But the law that the voters passed makes it very clear that a caregiver who has the proper approvals can already grow and store medical marijuana in their home, and we have really nothing that we can do about that. So in many respects, part of this process is educating the community about what the law says, what control, if any, we have over certain aspects of it, and what the risks and benefits are that are associated with it, and making sure that they have that information so that they can act intelligently about it.
Is there an overwhelming consensus one way or the other for which ordinance you should use?
No, unfortunately, there's not. I mean, you'd imagine an issue like this that is so controversial that we hear a number of different things from different organizations. We've heard from organizations like the Lansing branch of the ACLU being concerned about our ordinances potentially being too restrictive. We've heard from the Associated Students of Michigan State University, which is the student government on campus, that they're concerned that our ordinances may be too restrictive. And then we've heard from the opposite side of the spectrum, folks who have seen what's happened along Michigan Avenue in the city of Lansing with the dispensaries opening up, and they have no interest in seeing that kind of development in our city. So we've got folks all along the spectrum, and I think in the end analysis, when the council is ready to act, we're going to come to a solution that probably makes nobody happy completely, but that's about the best we're going to be able to do in a situation like this where we have very little, if any, guidance from the state, and our hands are tied in many respects.
All right. Thanks so much, Nathan. I'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks, Doug.